That's right, we're not recording.
Okay.
Hey.
I'd take a wicked look at shit, man.
Congrats.
Nice to meet you.
You should probably move over here more soon, Burner.
Oh. Should I get on your lap?
I think you should just sit on my lap.
Right.
Is your chair going to make all kinds
of
racket?
Can you put that on vibrate?
Oh, for the love of God.
Always pushing your religion in the strength of manners. Hey, guys.
Hey!
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do.
If I'm louder, I'm right. That was a good punchline, huh? I'm Jeffrey Berger.
And I'm Jimmy Calloway.
And there are bubbles on a screen that I'm looking at right now. Anyway. How's your wireless plan working out for you?
Not too shabby.
Right. So,
are you asking me or are you asking...
I don't ever talk to you. What we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
We debate the unpronounceable issues.
The blah, blah issues.
The made-up word issues.
The scrolling through your thing and I'm trying to kill time as you do that issues.
The gibberish issues.
The gibberish issues.
Yes, that's...
Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we do, all
right. Right?
Yep.
Yep. And with us is our new permanent moderator.
Yeah.
Person on the head, we should explain. Well, it's almost as if I say nonsensical things sometimes.
Is it
almost? What happened to our previous moderator? A Mr. Chris Curtis.
A very handsome Chris Curtis.
Chris Curtis is no longer moderator, unfortunately, because he ate all of the cookies that Brenda brought back from her office Christmas party. I mean, we did tell Chris to help himself.
We did. We are culpable as far as that goes.
Clearly he overdid.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean...
I was all like, Chris, who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Uh-huh.
And you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, Pop goes the weasel.
That's another nonsensical thing to say.
Right.
I found it odd that Brenda would be bringing back cookies from a Christmas party.
Right.
When that was months ago.
Right.
And
well,
from
she
another
holds the
from
Christmas
another,
party at her house.
Yeah, it's an office.
Because she doesn't get to see them very often because they keep
office
working so much.
Christmas party.
At her house.
That she throws at her house by herself.
Right.
No one else is either invited or bothers to show.
Right. Well, the cookies were poisonous. And Chris ate all of them.
Huh. Yeah, well, I mean, what choice were we left with at that point?
I guess. I love some blowfish cookie. Anyway. That's what we call foreshadowing.
Is that what
in the
we
literary
call?
World.
Is that what it's
in
called?
In the literary world. I don't know if you've read a writing, but
you know, you know how sensitive I am about my illiteracy, Jeffrey Berner. And I'm gonna read you the riot act about it later.
Good luck. Anyway. With us is our new permanent moderator.
Our newest permanent moderator.
The
Mr. Vincent O'Malley.
Hello. What's up, guys? Good to see you.
It's good to see you, Vince.
Glad to be here because it is my house, so.
That's true.
Yeah. We're also glad that you live in our studio.
Yeah, it is kind of.
It's always, yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer. Like, we should have had him moderating all the time.
I thought he was a refrigerator for the first 3 weeks we were recording. I was like, why is this fridge talking to me? This is weird.
It was kind of weird. I just thought it was one of those new futuristic refrigerators that had a voice chip in it or something.
I know. I was always like, why is this refrigerator keep saying, that's not Sunny D, that's my kidney?
Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah, it's a weird thing for a refrigerator to say. I thought it was just trying to be friendly, though.
Yeah. No, I know.
Break the ice.
Yeah. Totally.
Break the crushed ice.
No, usually they're so cold, refrigerators.
That's true.
No sense of preservation.
None.
Refrigerators. Later we'll play Truth or Refrigidaire. You just tune into the
Can
posters.
We get right down to business here?
Let's do
already.
It.
Dude. Dudes. Oh, wait, that's right. We forgot to... I don't want to interrupt.
Right. We don't do that here.
No? We're not interrupting?
Right.
Okay.
Well, what's, so Vince, how you been? How's things? Why don't you start talking, telling us how things are, Vince?
I'm doing pretty good, you guys.
Oh, that's good, Vince. What, I really want to know.
Vince, I'm so happy. Jimmy, I don't care very much. Anyway, so, anyway, hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, my love.
Do you want to have a little meth, lunch meth?
That's gold!
Oh, okay, you don't have to be so enthusiastic there, right?
No, you misunderstand. I don't want to do meth. I just shouted, that's gold. It's a form of Tourette's that I have, and I'm actually kind of sensitive about it, so if you could...
Right, I didn't know you had complimentary Tourette's, forgive me.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. You beautiful specimen of a man!
Well, I never noticed this before.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm sure... You probably did, but just didn't want to make me feel uncomfortable, as you are a kind and sensitive person, especially in regard to the medical afflictions of your peers, and I hope you realize just how much I appreciate this quality of yours.
Oh, wow, that was a rough one. I love you just the way you are, my beautiful angel!
Oh, I didn't know you have complimentary Tourette's as well.
No, I have sarcastic Tourette's. You're as beautiful as you were in your youth!
Well, personally, I find that horrible, even though you are undeniably as charming as the day I married you!
You guys, could you please keep this witty repartee down?
Why are you whispering?
I'm not. It's a whispering form of complimentary Tourette's, and I'm kind of sensitive about it.
I didn't know that about you, Vince. We all have legitimate varying forms of Tourette's!
Wait, were your Tourette's being sarcastic about that? Sugar face!
Yeah, I think they were. No, of course not!
Yeah, I think your Tourette's are onto something. I don't think any of us have Tourette's.
Wait, so you mean we're just hollering like a bunch of assholes?
Well, I wasn't. Let's begin.
He got me there.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Hollering.
All right, you don't need to underline it. We got the gist of it. Yes, Vince, please! With our first topic, if you would
the
be so kind.
The first topic of the evening is coming right up.
Can't wait. I've been looking forward to it all year.
I got it right here.
I had this turkey sandwich prepared just in case. It took a little while, but...
The Humane Society is demanding that the Pope have his pet dragons neutered. After one of them attacked one of the griffins that the Jews keep in wherever the Jewish Vatican is.
Right.
What should be done about these Dragon Balls?
Right. Well, I can tell you from Dragon Ball A to Z every answer you might possibly...
I would really rather you didn't, Jeffrey Berner. Now, I think, for one thing, I find it hard to believe that dragons would exhibit this kind of aggressive behavior. Every dragon, it's been my pleasure to know, has been nothing but docile and obedient. And what about the cute little dragon puppies, or druppies, as I call them? We're supposed to get rid
of... Don't you start me on the droopies, okay? Now look here, sure, you could say the dragon testicles are wonderful. You could say, hey, those are some great balls of fire. But, look, I think you're wrong. I think balls are what make people and things and dragons violent. You know, I think everyone should have their balls removed. Jimmy, I've noticed you have some balls there, which I myself, of course, don't have balls. And I don't know what's disgusting.
No argument
but
here.
Let's say, hypothetically, if you had balls... we would want to get those taken care of, would we not?
I mean, well, if that's the case, Jeffrey Berner, if that's the tack you're going to take, I think it's these griffins' fault. In fact, I think you have a lot of Merv griffins to say something like that. These griffins are a menace. They're half eagle, half lion, and all trouble. And so I don't see how...
Growl! Growl! You're full of crap! Anyway, look.
Oh, I'm looking.
Are you looking at these,
here? I'm looking at your smooth area where your genitals would be. It's like I can't... How do you make such a low guttural noise without balls?
Gutter balls. Anyway, now look, of course the Christians need the dragons at the church, to protect, the Christian griffins. If not only have Jews have griffins, of course... But the attack on these griffins is the worst tragedy ever suffered by the Jewish people. Undoubtedly. Now look, I think... not only do I want the dragon's balls removed, I think the dragon, if you were to ask, it would want them removed. Because as we know, the dragon wanted to sing in the church choir. And as we know, you remove balls, you become a better singer. And you may say that's falsetto, but I say that is true-setto. Okay? Okay? No, it's not okay. Okay? Balls.
Excuse me. A little something in my throat.
Oh, tell me a little something. That's an under-exaggeration.
Okay, look, I don't want to drag on and on with this topic, frankly, because that's the only tag that I have. But as long as we're on the topic of Catholic dragons, of all the many make-believe things that Catholics believe in, I think dragons are probably the least offensive. Now, I'm a very inquisitive guy, so... See, it was like doing the Inquisition.
Yeah, right. Really Inquisition, right. Look here, Jimmy. You know, I'm quoting the Jewish people when I say, this is the worst tragedy ever to strike the
You've
Jewish
people.
You've
already quoted that.
Yeah, but I didn't say I was quoting before. Now look here. You know, not only do the Catholics need dragons around, I think, you know, what are we going to do about the Muslim Yetis? And the Buddhist Pegasuses?
Pegasuses.
Pegasusio. Pega. Or what about the atheist Steve? You know? That guy's gotta keep things safe.
Well, Jeffrey, as long as we're talking about all these other misaligned mythical creatures, what about the half-man, half-bull type guys? They are clearly in the minority. And so I think that they are vastly underrepresented in this argument.
Vince, do you have anything you'd like to contribute?
No.
Other than that turkey sandwich.
No.
A delicious.
I have nothing
turkey.
To say about this.
Well, I mean, I think it's also clear that, like I was saying before, the very docile and peace-loving dragons are made violent by what? Video games, obviously. But even more so than that would be the religion that I'm told to say that they partake in.
By religious
type people. Now this Pope, I mean, you know, before he became Pope, we're all aware of the stretch that he did in Angola prison. For manslaughter, quote unquote, which I mean, you know, his slick European lawyer got that argued down. But really, it was...
You damn Satanists, always going into caves, slaughtering the beautiful creatures made by God, by God. And I have in my left dragon testicle a piece of incontrovertible evidence which will prove the existence of dragons.
I'm listening.
And the like of other and also, I will continue speaking for a very long time before I begin saying
next
this.
Topic.
Oh, what
next
a pity.
Topic. Thank you. We were fucking going on and on. Right there.
I know. Jesus. This is like, really. Thank you, Vince.
You're welcome. I am the best moderator in the history of moderation.
I think he's going to be here forever with this attitude.
I agree.
I come from a long line of moderators.
Oh, do tell.
I do. My father was a permanent moderator.
Right.
His father, permanent moderator.
Jimmy Callum.
His father's father was a permanent moderator.
Wow.
His father was a slave-owning rapist, but his father, permanent moderator.
Wow, that's a
all
proud...
Dead, all dead of cancer.
It's a proud lineage.
I forgot Bryant Faust was related to you, and Jamie Gamblin, and Brian Simpson, and
could you stop name-dropping for 2 seconds? We get it. You have a lot of very famous friends.
And he has famous relatives. And
they
were all on the line.
Vince was being a little more delicate about the whole thing and not drawing so much attention to himself.
So our next topic.
Our next topic is massive mood swings are inexplicably sweeping across the nation, this nation of ours, and hitting people in random, for brief amounts of time.
What?
Brief amounts of time.
Oh, okay.
Was this inevitable, or is it all your fucking fault?
Well, I'm glad you start. I'm pretty fragile right now, and I really just need to start saying that I feel the,
Jeffrey, I don't know what you...
Hold on, I'm gonna... Sorry, hold on.
It's just so inevitable.
Jimmy, no, I'm really super happy you're so happy. I'm so glad for you, really. I mean, especially considering that you did this. You did this! It was you! Jimmy! You caused these mood swings! Okay? Originally, why not a mood seesaw?
Okay, look, it's like... I'm just... It's because, you know, I find... Okay, let me think how I want to say it. It's inevitable. That much, right? That much is right? Okay, so... I don't even... So, okay, when something is inevitable, when you are acting inevitable... No, okay. When inevitability rears its head...
Well, everyone, it was Jimmy's fault. Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! Ha! I think it's obvious that Jimmy is guilty for this thing, and if we were to perhaps say Jimmy was guilty for that, then why, you know, maybe someone else might be in power, but that's irrelevant here. My point is that, look here,
all
testicles.
Right, you know, it's just, the inevitability of it, though, I think is what really, it's just really weighing on me. You know what I mean? Like, on my like I get up in the morning, and it's just like, oh, boy. You know? Like, from dawn until dusk. And then after dusk, because I don't go to sleep right as
shows up.
The sun goes down.
Clint Eastwood. Some cowboy movie.
I don't know. It's a real bummer. It's just, it really... I don't know. I can't really put it any...
Look, Jimmy. Jimmy, look, all right?
Yes.
No, I mean, this is just like you to, son of a bitch. Where are we? What's,
God damn it! Look! It's just inevitable, all right? I mean, we've back and forth of this all fucking night, and I've had it up to here. It's not even... it's just so weird. I can't even believe that we're having this discussion. I mean, do you even hear what's coming out of... Oh, my God. Like, it's completely nuts. It's... I don't even know what the fuck you're talking...
Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. You know, it's not right that you'd be acting... What if they're saying the mood swings, or what about mood seesaws? Or mood carousels, or mood... What about the mood basketball hoops that the kids play on? Or the mood...
Or what about...
Mood tire swings?
In my right mood swing, where I hold this piece of in... Contro... Vertebral... Evidence!
Next topic. I think that's a good place to move on.
Almost as if he was cued to do so.
Almost, but not quite.
Almost. Pretty close. Pretty close. Next topic, guys, is...
Yes.
Close. It's dear to my heart, this issue.
What?
I heard some. Sounded meta. I heard some.
I thought I heard that too, but I just...
Meta? Yeah.
It
meta?
Sounds like something really meta is about to happen.
Yeah, it's very meta. Meta?
Do you get that feeling? Vince?
I sense nothing at all.
No?
I don't feel it at all. I think it's between you two. It's some kind of weird kismet thing you guys got going on.
I guess that's not impossible, but all right. Go ahead.
All right. Handicapped people.
Uh-huh.
I never talked to them.
Moderating debates. Are you guys, like, you know, for it or against it?
Well... I couldn't be any more opposed to the handicapped moderating debates, I feel. I think they're the worst people. They're evil. And I say this, and I have handicapped relatives. My cousin Vince O'Malley is handicapped.
You don't say.
And I would never let him moderate anything.
No.
And
well, Jeffrey, as much as I hate to disagree with you, I have to go ahead and agree with you. Look, I mean,
It's nothing personal. Like Jeffrey was saying, some of my best friends know other people who are handicapped. It's like this, though. Like say, just take our debate podcast for an example, just off the top of my head.
Never listened to it, but go on.
No, nor have I. Right. But to my understanding, I mean, we've had female moderators.
Right.
We've had African-American moderators. Right. We've had moderators who have parents of mixed marriage. So, I mean...
Pretty much had handicaps.
So, to give somebody like, say, your cousin Vince O'Malley a job...
My cousin Vinny.
When he's even less handicapped than that, it just feels like... I don't know, it feels like...
Jimmy,
it would
I
be...
see what you're saying here, but I'm going to have to disagree. I think... No, we can't... I mean, for starters, as you know, on every podcast that has Fake to Bang, it's required that moderators... if they commit a foul or something, they do up-downs, up and down the football field. And clearly, that's not possible. I'm sure, Vince, you agree with this, right?
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
Any further?
Yeah, I mean, I would hate to disagree with either of you, but I disagree with either of you. I think that... Here's the thing. Back when I was handicapped...
When were you handicapped?
When I was playing golf last week.
But then a priest walked up to you and he hit you on the head.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a miracle.
Right.
And then he gave me a mulligan.
Right.
And so...
Among other things.
But, you know, I certainly... I like to feel like I pulled my own weight. And by that I mean my legs didn't work, so I had to drag myself around by my arms... And, you know, I think just, I think that sets a good example. Personally.
You know, Jimmy.
This is just me personally.
Right. You know, Jimmy, I can't help but disagree here. I think moderators should always be physically able and, you know, strong and robust, and I should be able to look at them and go, yeah. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. And you know, maybe if someone...
No, wait, I'm not clear.
If someone were to hypothetically break the fourth wall here and say this was horribly wrong and
hypothetically speaking,
I would have to disagree with them and say, hey, what fourth wall? This is reality I'm seeing.
Right.
Could you
go back? Ugh. I want to talk... Yeah, that's the one.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Meow.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I...
Yeah. I think I get what you're saying, but just okay, I gotta just have a few more of those.
Right. Ooh. Vince, anything more to contribute?
I agree with both of you. Handicapped people are a scourge to society.
A scourge. That's scourge. A good word to use, I think. Yeah.
A burden.
Hmm.
Right. I think they're gross, personally.
Sure.
I don't hang out with any.
Right.
No. I mean, look. I mean,
with
you know...
With a chair that cool, who has to hang out with it?
Right. I mean, let's... Fair is fair, but I mean, you know, you want one date in your sister? I don't think so.
Hey. I possess in my left a piece of incontrovertible evidence...
All right, guys, calm down. All right, I think I can decide who is going to be the winner tonight.
Okay, good.
I think I've got enough evidence.
That does fall under your job description.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And like my father's father's father who raped that slave.
Right.
I had a favorite. He had a favorite. He had a favorite slave that he liked to rape.
Right.
And coming into this, I mean, I like both of you, okay?
Uh-huh.
But one of you I like dramatically more than the other.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say who it is because that would be rude.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is Jimmy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Makes absolute sense.
Pronounced
Jimmy.
No,
he said it right. It's Jimmy.
It's pronounced. It's pronounced. Go on.
But after hearing you two talk here in my fine living room. The winner tonight, and my new favorite, Jeffrey Berner.
What?
Oh. Uh-huh.
This is an outrage. Those mood swings. Those mood swings still coming through?
That was, you ever listen to, like, the salsa songs when they make the noise? It doesn't matter.
Oh, of course.
So, I win.
right.
Like, by a lot, too. Not even by a little bit. It was a blowout.
Right.
Okay, we don't...
Thank you, Fridge. Now, as you know, Jimmy...
I do know.
Being a pathetic loser...
Yes, I do know
which
that.
You are. Mm-hmm. The audience can't see, but I'm making, like, an L with my hand, and I'm...
It's
I'm,
really a shame that they
I'm
can't
pointing
see
my
that.
Head at Jimmy.
Yeah.
And my pants did fall down around my ankles, and I have some polka dot thong that's being exposed that I'm wearing. But let's focus on how much of a loser Jimmy is here, all right? And I do have an orangutan throwing poop at me right now. But let's focus on how much of a loser Jimmy is here. Mm-hmm. And I do have women turning me down all at once right now. They never responded originally. They decided to come as a group. Anyway, you are to be subject to one round of truth or dare, Jimmy, as a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, orangutan. Now, Jimmy, your choice. Truth or orangutan, please. Or dare.
What? Let me think here. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We'll pick truth. No. Wait, dare. No, wait.
Wait.
Truth. No, wait. Truth. No, wait. Yeah, truth. No, wait. Okay, wait.
I didn't catch any of that. I have monkey poop in my ears. Could you just... Let me just get this out of here.
Dare. I'll take dare.
Dare?
Yeah.
Dare.
Yeah.
Refrigidare.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I refrigidare you.
Uh-huh.
Refrigidare-air you.
Yes.
Refrigidary products expiring in the refrigerator you.
Yes.
To eat fugu sushi.
Yeesh.
Sushi from the Blowfish. Fugu sushi.
Wait, is that the brand of clothing favored by African Americans?
No, you're thinking of Wu-Tang sushi.
Oh, okay.
Which they love to wear that sushi.
What is,
Fugu is Blowfish, and it has a 1 in 16 chance of killing you, so maybe this will have a negative effect.
Does it have... But Jeffrey, I'm allergic to peanuts.
Oh, no. I dare you to eat this fugu sushi.
Okay.
Okay.
May I have some wasabi and soy, please? Are we animals? This might be my last meal.
Right. Okay. So here's some wasabi.
Uh-huh.
And some what's happening-y, which is Jamaican wasabi. And some what's the matter yui, which is some Italian wasabi.
Uh-huh.
And some which is baby wasabi. And some wiffle ball bat.
I appreciate you pulling out all the stops on this, but, I mean, can we just...
Oh, yeah, some wasstoppy, which is wasabi made of stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all the stops.
Okay. Well, I'll just, let's see, it doesn't look that... Looks pretty harmless to me.
Right.
I'll just pop this in my mouth here and... That's good fugu.
Dragon Balls makes it better.
Boy, I gotta tell you, I don't know if it's that wasabi or the wasabi or the wasabi or the wasabi or but something's really, whew.
Yeah.
My mouth and tongue, there's a lot of tingling and burning.
Right.
In my mouth and tongue area.
Right.
And now there's like a numbness.
Mm.
Like I don't care about other people.
Right.
Or
no,
myself
that's
even
that
anymore.
Sounds like you.
And, I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
I'm really, just really drowsy all of a sudden.
Like from the spit?
Like just...
Right.
Does my speech sound incoherent to you?
That's about the usual.
Because it really sounds so, so happy in my symphony.
Yeah, no. It's normal Jimmy.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I just reach out and punch you in the face uncontrollably somehow. It's as though I have ataxia or the inability to coordinate the movements of muscles. Oh, and now...
Yep, it's normal.
I can't dance anymore. Jimmy. Remember how I used to love dancing?
Nope.
You don't remember that?
No.
All the many years we've worked together?
Only on Graves, is my recollection.
Yeah, but, you know...
Ebenezer, sir, you are... Go on.
But, you know, as much as I'm finding it myself unable to coordinate the movements of my muscles,
right.
There's also a lot of weakness in said muscles.
Right.
Like, I just feel very weak.
It's almost as if death is hopefully on the horizon.
Almost, but I don't know, because there's still more symptoms before I die.
Really? All right.
This is, in fact, what I think it is.
Right.
Which I don't think it is, frankly. Right. I'm not yet convinced.
Right.
These are all reactions that I have eating, like at your mother's house, for example, where I eat often. I dine there very often.
Vince, you gonna let him say that?
Well, I wasn't. Let's begin.
Good turkey sandwiches.
That's the line from before.
No, it was a good read.
Thanks.
You got the part.
I gotta tell you now, you guys, you know, my blood pressure was, like, kind of high.
Right.
Now it's not feeling like it's quite as high.
Oh, so it's, like, healthier than usual?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is really weird. Like, it's noticeable. Like, I would notice something like that. And now, you know, I thought maybe the irregularity in my heartbeat I was feeling was like I was in love or something. Yeah. But clearly that can't be the case.
No, no. You're
so it's as though I have cardiac arrhythmias or something. And now my muscles are twitching. Remember that from before? There was an inability to coordinate the movements of muscle.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as ataxia.
But now, like your normal dancing abilities.
I'm having a little trouble breathing.
Wonderful.
I just need one more. I want to have one more cigarette before.
Right.
I'm going into respiratory paralysis, man.
It's crazy how you learned all this medical stuff from eating sushi.
It is. It is that. It is crazy.
Yeah. Well.
Well, boys. Here comes the old Reaper.
Right.
Oh, he's making his way through.
Right.
Come on in there. Oh, that's my heart monitor.
Oh, I guess you're dead.
I flatlined.
I guess you're dead now.
I guess I am. Wait, do I have a heartbeat all of a sudden?
No, no, his heart's backing up. His heart's just backing up. And now it's time. Now it's time.
No, I'm dead.
Oh, wait, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Aren't you just hugely unusual and not dying from it?
Oh, that's right.
Right.
If I could just get my heart monitor. Oh, there it is. Can we put that on vibrate, please?
Can you play the wall part, too?
I guess that wasn't.
We don't need
Fugu poisoning.
Fugu poisoning.
I guess it was just my reaction to Pink Floyd.
Oh. Podcast canceled.
Well, I think it's a good enough time to cancel the podcast right at the end of this episode. Yeah.
I'm still permanent moderator, though.
Of course!
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Vince O'Malley will be back here next week. To moderate the next episode of If I'm Loud or I'm
Loud.
I think he did a very good job.
Thank you, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Brandon-esque, one might say.
One might say that. I don't think I would say that, but one might say that. Yeah.
S-esque, one might say.
One might say that.
Liz-esque.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's it. Are you guys hungry? I could go for some sushi.
Oh, I can think of no negative repercussions from that.
Right?
Sounds good to me.
Vince, you're in.
Refrigerator. Yeah, right. Is there any sushi in you?
Well, calm. You don't have to be so formal and call him refrigerator.
Right.
We work together now.
Right. Right.
Call him Mr. Refrigerator.
The refrigerator. Perry.
Well.
All right. Well, that's it for us then.
There'll be tons of up-downs on the old football.
Tons.
The gridiron. The old.
All right, can we go now?
Coliseum, the old...
Let's go.
Network Associates Coliseum, the old... Well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And as always...
Bye, guys.
As always... Fortnite.
Good evening, my name is James Calloway, speaking on behalf of Jeffrey Berner and the If I'm Loud or I'm Right team. We have been tasked by our producers to say at the beginning or end of each episode, before the closing tag, to ask our listeners to do the following. 1. Check out the other podcasts that are on the Point and Yell Network. 2. Go to Point and Yell on Facebook and quote-unquote like it. 3. Go to iTunes and review and rate our podcast. Do these things and you will not be harmed. Thank you, good evening. We would also like to thank very much Hattie Fever for writing and recording our theme music. Also, follow us on Twitter, @louderandright, and feel free to tweet at us topic ideas that you may or may not have. Good night. Help!
This has been a Point and Yell production.
Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.